Everyday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Well, you just heard of the chaos once again caused by these children stealing cars. And when you just take on board the number of things that have been smashed by these kids, like that one, I mean, Butland Street hit a parked car, then he hit a boat and continued on Findlay Street, then it collided with a power pole, and the boy left the scene on foot. Arrested nearby location short time later. Are there going to be any sort of charges laid that might be of any concern to the child? Of course not. This is just farcical. We've got a state with crime by children out of control. And it's only a matter of time. Every one of those things that he hit could have been an innocent a pedestrian. It could have been a child. And we still can't get anything more than crickets out of far-off Brisbane. So, once again, if you've got contributions to be made in this regard, please offer them. Here we go again. Listen to the Kent's Post today. It reads here under the heading, Bar Street Markets Vandalism Leaves Businesses Enraged. Now, Dylan Nicholson writes that business owners at the Bar Street Markets are frustrated and angry after the latest act of senseless vandalism by out-of-control young offenders. Left vehicles and buildings scrawled with vulgar graffiti. Security camera footage clearly captured four young people. There's no issue with identifying these people because they couldn't care less about the cameras because they know the victims are powerless to get anything done. They're in control. These criminals have been allowed to take over our city. They are in control. Anyway, they left the vehicles and buildings scrawled with vulgar graffiti. The cameras captured four young people brazenly writing and drawing on walls and vehicles, including a refrigerated truck owned by Mighty Nice Meats Butchers, with thick markers leaving behind their pseudo-artwork. Their pseudo-artwork. They call this art. Would you believe this? Co-founder of the Whole Life Pharmacy and Health Foods, Vince Papalardo, said damage and vandalism were commonplace in the centre, but this incident was the worst he'd seen in quite some time. Anyway, he's calling on members of Parliament. Mr. Papalardo is calling on members of Parliament to do more to help protect businesses who have to fork out for repairs and clean up after every incident in a never-ending cycle. Anyway, it goes on to say the graffiti the youngsters left behind referenced to Cleveland Youth Detention Centre. They just thumb their nose. They're not concerned about Cleveland Youth Detention Centre. It's a holiday camp for them. It's their reward. And also included slurs towards police. They couldn't give a damn about the office of a police officer. Respect the rest of us have to give it a police force. They just thumb their nose at that. The coppers means nothing to them. So why is that? Because it's been allowed to rot. The whole law and order structure in our state has been allowed to rot. It's an absolute disgrace. Now, there's a photograph there, and it reads that hopscotch restaurant owner Pramod Kumar, Mighty Nice Meats manager Joel Innes, and Whole Life Pharmacy and Health Foods co-owner Jason Christopher, whose name you're well across. He's been campaigning on this front in the past quite strongly. They're fed up with the petty youth crime that keeps occurring at their businesses and driving away customers. And I've got pharmacist and managing director at their Whole Life Pharmacy Cancer Doctors. Jason Christopher, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, listener.
Jason, going back, you know, some time, admittedly, you were banging the drum about what was happening back then. Could it be possible that it's even worse than it was then?
Oh, undoubtedly. There's definitely a fear in the community for, you know, public safety. And, you know, you've highlighted everything, that it's got to the point now where, and we touted this term, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, that zero consequences has just run rampant, and these youth feel they can, you know, get away with everything scot-free. We highlight it, obviously, at Bar Street, because we're locals, we're public, we're looking out for the welfare of, you know, our customers, our friends, our family. But the same disgraceful graffiti that was quite, I'll use the term, descriptive, pornographic to that extent. It was also happened at Stockland on the same night, straight after the State of Origin, happened at the Night Owl up the road, as well as numerous other businesses. But they've just given up. That's essentially the state of play, that they just don't report it to the police. We're at the same point. We don't have any consequences for any of those youth who vagrantly ignore the laws, the police, and know they can get away with it scot-free. We got clear pictures. We can tell you their age. We can tell you what they're wearing and send it off, and zero consequences.
Talking about consequences, remember all the hullabaloo about, oh, we're going to introduce breach of bail. Why? Because we're tough on crime. Do you remember that? Not that long ago, it was going to be the magic bullet.
Not working. Unfortunately, the safety of Cairns people and Far North people, we were touted as the second or third worst crime rate per capita in Australia. That's disgraceful. How did this beautiful tourist mecca, how is it allowed to get to the point where citizens don't feel safe? Like, it now turns on the victims that they have to, they feel guilty. Why did you not lock your car? Well, it was in my house. Well, you know, why did you not hide your keys? Well, it was in my house. You know, why is it the old people's home next door has to put security around the outside and cameras? Because they're not safe in their own home that they worked their lives to build. It's just, it's got to the point of being obscene. And safety's been jeopardized. This is personal damage. I feel for the landlords. They got to keep shelling out. And it flows on to all of us. Every single person in Cairns is paying higher insurance premiums because of those consequences. Outside of safety, there is a monetary component to it and time and effort that goes in. But, you know, we've had it where groups straight out of school, I won't say what school, congregate outside, get kicked out of the shopping centre, have security, turn up here, and then they get into full brawls. There's 16 young girls under the age of 15 and boys, and they're TikToking it, and they're having full-on brawls in, you know, a safe, healthy health hub that is Bar Street Markets, just for entertainment, and they think it's okay. Yeah, we have elderly fearing for their safety, getting pushed over, stuff getting stolen, and the police's hands are tied. As many times as we report it, the same kids continue to turn up at our doorstep, unsupervised, no consequences. They're, as a state, Queensland should be embarrassed. It's horrendous.
You talk about the police and the futility of their action. Can you imagine being a police officer going out these days and you got the audacity to actually intervene in this appalling behaviour in some way, it being a little bit of a problem for them, temporary problem, and then, of course, absolutely nothing is done when they go before the magistrate. Nothing. It's almost like they're patted on the back and congratulated because they can go out and brag to everybody about, once again, I stood the coppers up, I stood the law up. And we've got free rein in this town. We run this town. I mean, this is still a situation where I can't understand the lack of intervention at the state level, state government level. There's an article there in Saturday's Cairns Post 2, and they quote a lady. I mean, fundamentally, it's a story about people these days having to deadlock their bedrooms. They have got to deadlock their bedroom door, for God's sake. Lisa Cantwell, they quote here, she's of Cairns, saying she's scared in her own home. She said, quote, I've gone from loving Cairns to hating it. I think the crime in this town is the biggest kept secret in Australia. She went on to say, the fact, as community members, we're trying to feel safe in our homes by looking what we can do to get private security to protect us. That in itself is a reason to leave Cairns, she says. I wonder how many other people are thinking, oh, this is just appalling, I can't cope with this anymore, I'm out of here.
John, you've hit the nail right on the head. That's 100%. I got a regular who's had her house broken into twice. Like, I won't say her age, but let's say she's well entitled to her retirement. She's a single lady. She has video footage of twice her house being broken into in the middle of the day in broad daylight, jimmying the door open, grabbing TVs off the wall, going through all of her personal items, and the same perpetrators get off with it 2 weeks in a row, back-to-back scot-free. How do you think she feels living by herself here in, you know, Warree Bayview? I know Manura and Manunda have that same issue arising, and it's just escalating. I'm sorry to say it, but the Palaszczuk government has a lot to answer for. I mean, in their time as leaders of our state, this epidemic has gone to, you know, plague proportions, where juveniles are getting away with obscene acts. You highlighted before that, you know, there is some property sacrifices that are happening, but there has been personal situations here where the kids have died. Parents have, you know, unfortunately died. There's been car accidents as consequences of youth violence and youth breaking laws. But it just gets pushed under the rug, and we push it to the next month, and it continues to escalate, and nothing seemingly is done. You and I have talked on this same topic ad nauseum for the last 5 years. It started off with chroming. It started off with juvenile little incidents, and here we are with rampant break-ins, car thefts beyond belief. Like, how can you have it in Cairns where they're stealing, like, one car a day seems a lot to me. I think we're in excess of 3-4 cars a day. How do the police stay up with car theft from juveniles alone? It's, and they don't steal it for fun or to on-sell it or stuff like that. It's just a tagging where they get accolades for it. I ride out to the beaches, do a, you know, training for the Ironman. I see of a Saturday morning 5 cars dumped on the roadside, flipped upside down, facing the wrong way. Still, there's some sitting there for the last 3 weeks, haven't been touched. I'm thinking, what do these kids do? How do they get away with it? Just blatant stupidity and ignorance towards law, towards consequences. My mind boggles. I don't have the answers. I know back in the day, my father would have put me straight in my place. My family would have told me, you know, you need to understand your actions have consequences. These days, mate, it's just a bragging tool for the youth, and I put it back on the government. The coppers are doing as much as they can. They're lovely. They come in. They're doing their efforts. They're getting spat on. They're getting abused because the youth, as you've touted, know they can get away with it.
Yes, there are places in the world where this isn't tolerated. Nothing like this level of appalling behaviour is tolerated. So we need some information derived from there. We need, if necessary, experts to go and find out what does work. Where have we gone wrong? We've got a state election coming up in October next year. Please, everybody, take that on board. Take that on board. If your representatives or the people that are putting their hands up in October next year don't commit to taking the measures that are necessary, there are available. There are communities where they wouldn't tolerate this for a day. Please remember the opportunity is yours in October next year, but don't let it go on like this. We can't go on like this. So many of us will just have to leave and try and find somewhere safe in Australia. Jason, congratulations for entering once again this matter with your wisdom and your information. Please hang in there with the rest of us.
All right, sir. Thank you, and thank you, listeners, John.
That's Jason Christopher. He's the pharmacist and managing director out there of Cairns Doctors Whole Life Pharmacy.